end up, if you're plowing, the things that are cut by the plow are called the...
The plow?
Uh-huh. When you're plowing, you cut...
Yes. The plow cuts the dirt, you know.
Or the
or
little
trenches.
The fur.
Huh?
Fur. Yeah. A fur that it makes, you know, we call that... it makes a little ditch, you know, kind of. That plow comes along here, and it plows it.
What have you got there that they call that? You got anything in your...
Oh, that's what I was saying, the fur.
Yeah. It's a fur.
Yeah. Well, and it makes a little, a deep little fur, you know, to plant your, drop your corn or whatever you're planting. Want the peas or anything you plant, you know, right. They'll have to be at someone to go ahead and drop that after they get the fur made. Mm-hmm. But they make the fur, they plow it, you know, and make it, then... It takes, somebody has to go down it and drop that, or even if they've got a planter or something, otherwise they use that planter, you know, and another, they have to have another horse and hitch to it, and it pulls, goes on down and covers it up, drops it and covers it up all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear, when you're plowing with two horses, you know, the one that walks in the furrow, did you ever have a name for him?
Well, I don't remember.
I heard them call him the fur horse.
The one that would walk into that one.
Uh-huh. Did you hear that call, the fur horse?
Yeah, well, I can't remember whether that would be the proper name for it or not.
We dropped corn in the fur.
Anyhow, it was a fur that we dropped corn in and things like that. And then the...
They had it opened up
ahead of us, and then we went along and dropped the corn in there with our hands then. But they got a corn dropper and everything later. They used that. We didn't have to drop the corn, but that was in the fur. Dropped it out of a planter. You put the corn in the planter above him, and he dropped the corn just like you wanted it dropped down here. It was so far, much vice versa from here to there, I reckon, that much apart. But he just dropped it right there.
And, say if something that people drink for breakfast is called
coffee.
Okay. And if you wanted some coffee, you'd say you were going to go
get some coffee.
Or if there was if you'd say I need to go and
buy some coffee, you know. Uh-huh. Well, we got without coffee there. We had to go get coffee. We had to have our coffee.
Uh-huh. And then talking about preparing the coffee, though, you say I have to go.
Yeah.
You say boil the coffee, or
yeah, have to pour the coffee.
Uh-huh.
We had to put the coffee on, boil it. I mean, we had.
We used to back when we was young'uns. We bought the green coffee and parched it and ground it on the mill.
Coffee mill, and ground it up fine, you know. And we just ground that coffee, though, as we made the coffee every morning. We didn't grind a whole lot of it, you know, at one time. We just, it was always parched. We had to parch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a green coffee.
Mm-hmm.
We had to parch it. And then however much we wanted to put in the pot, coffee pot, well, that's what we ground. Sometimes it'd be a half a teacup full. Better to make a good pot of coffee. If the coffee was good, but sometimes you didn't get good coffee.
Mm-hmm.